Tom, you know, on Friday, President Trump was pretty busy. He announced four executive orders to put renewed effort behind longstanding efforts to lower drug prices. The question is just kind of how important these will be, how effective they will be. To get some color on that, Tom, we're welcome to have Shira Stein, Bloomberg Law healthcare reporter, join us. So, Shira, again, four executive orders. I didn't see a lot of movement in the stocks. What can you tell us about these orders and drug prices in general?
Yeah, drug companies aren't as worried as they have been in the past, and I think that industry observers have seen that, and that's why we didn't see as much movement in the stocks. So there are four executive orders. Three of them we actually had previously seen announced. There were some changes to them, but one was importing medicine from Canada. One was linking prescription drug prices under Medicare to rates paid in other countries. One had to do with pharmaceutical drug rebates paid by drug makers to middlemen and insurers. And the last one had to do with a kind of wonky prescription drug discount program for hospitals and providers that pay for lower income medications. And that one had to do with insulin and EpiPen. The thing is it's unlikely we're actually going to see any of these be implemented or finalized before the end of the president's first term. I mean, we're so close to the election. It's so hard for them to finalize these kind of things. Executive orders do not make rules, and they still have to actually implement all of this.
So is this, Shira, from your perspective, more of a political ploy for the president to kind of to be able to say on the campaign trail, hey, I'm working to get drug prices down?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the president has been talking about prescription drug prices since he ran in 2016. It's something that he's been really consistently talking about and said, you know, prescription drug prices are too high.
I don't mean to interrupt, Shira, but this is too important what you just said. Is anybody else on board with the president?
We've seen, you know, appetite from Congress on both parties who want to lower prescription drug prices, but obviously the issue is how you actually do that. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who has her own proposal, said the move doesn't really take any action. And Chuck Grassley, the senator, has his own proposal, and so he's interested in working with the president, but so far his proposal hasn't moved anytime recently, and we don't expect to see that. Obviously, Congress also has to get reelected.
Oh, stop. Come on. The lobbyists are here. $1 zillion here, $1 zillion there. I mean, you know, we got the tech thing tomorrow with all the big tech execs, and they're doing the same thing. I mean, can I just assume the pharmaceutical business is spreading the millions around profusely off of K Street?
Yeah, I mean, we're still seeing a lot of pharmaceutical lobbying, but I would say that's more tied to getting money for COVID-19 therapeutics and vaccine development. Pharmaceutical companies, our understanding is they're really not that worried about this, and I don't think there's going to be a huge lobbying effort. They were supposed to meet with the president today, but that meeting got canceled out of nowhere yesterday, so
yeah.
We don't know I don't think they're taking this as seriously as they have been in the past.
Sure. Thank you so much. On policy, Shira Stein, Bloomberg Law there.